This recording, New Zealand 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Righto. So we're from the seaside at Christchurch. It's a place called New Brighton. Okay, nothing very beautiful about it. Just long, grey beach. That's its most distinctive feature. It's grey with a pier that juts out from the middle of the beach. Work brought us down. We don't live in Queenstown. We live further south. We were looking for a change of lifestyle. So we've come down here for a rural life. And it's all been good. It's certainly a lot slower. No, we live in the schoolhouse in a rural area. No, it's our home. I'm the principal of a school, so that's what we do for a living. Well, it's immense. We've got 27 children at the moment. We're bursting at the seams, and there's a threat of a couple more coming in, and we just don't know what we'll do about it. They come from a huge drawing area, actually, because over the years, little schools have shut down, and this is a school which has been formed from 3 schools, including ours. So they come in buses, up to about 30k. They come from beautiful big valleys in the back country, some of them. Others come from the little townships along the state highway. It's the highway that runs straight down from Queenstown. As if you're going to... You turn off to go to Te Ana. It's going to Invercargill.